What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp, Fightful Select Q&A podcast for April 19th, 2024. For those of you who are new, I take questions from our wonderful subscribers. I answer the ones that I have answers to or details on, and then I use the rest to kind of craft what it is that you guys want me to follow up on or find out about throughout the next week or two. So let's jump right into it. Man, there's so much to get into between Mania, Dynasty, Rebellion, all that good stuff. Steven says, any news or updates on the Renegade Twins whereabouts? Well, they're just called the Renegades now, but one of them is sidelined. Any update on Finn Balor's negotiations? Percentage you think he re-signs with WWE? I think there's a pretty good chance that he re-signs with WWE, but I haven't heard anything yet. I will find out that and try to post an update this weekend, actually. Is Universal officially dropped from Cody's title going forward? On the website, he is still listed as technically the Universal Champion as well, but it is one title belt. Do you think there is a conscious effort in the wrestling media to make a point to trash AEW and prop up WWE, not you included? No, and I'm going to be very passionate about this. I don't know why people think that like wrestling media coordinates stuff like this. Wrestling media are allowed to have the same opinions that anybody else are. Just because they report news or do interviews does not mean that they are not allowed to have an opinion on a subjective matter. We're not robots. So, no, absolutely not. I think WWE is hot right now. I think WWE is doing a lot of very forward-thinking things from an on-screen perspective. And I think that AEW, I don't want to say it lost its way a little bit, but right now they're operating without Kenny Omega, MJF, Adam Cole, Hangman Page, Britt Baker, Jamie Hayter. They're bringing in new names. There's some trial and error there. And I just let people have their opinions. What would you expect is next for Gunther? Could you see him being King of the Ring since he views the ring as sacred to him? Yeah, I actually could see that. Also, I think that he versus Cody is a big program that they could go to in the summer. Hunter Carroll says, Sean, with Sheamus getting his old theme back, have you heard if it's possible others could possibly too? There have been several that I had heard mention it or mention that they want it. And there are some, like I know Damian Priest wanted control over his theme as a part of his deal and all that stuff. So I think that there's a whole lot of people in the company that recognize that Def Rebel is not putting out inspired stuff or doesn't have inspired stuff. Jason says, I'm not always asking for surprises. Were the Young Bucks implying a surprise in Jack Perry or possibly more? I think, one, they were implying that Jack Perry is on his way back because he is on his way back. Finally, it's the time to bring him back. I think they could have been hinting maybe Motor City Machine Guns or something like that. Do AEW higher-ups have any known reactions to attendance and ratings declining? Do they have any plans in place to try to reverse the trend? So that's a little bit misleading. Attendance declining. They did Indianapolis this past week. I saw a lot made about that beforehand. They drew more this time in Indianapolis than they did last time. Is it the same that they were doing in 2019, 2020? No, but do they have a plan in place to reverse the trend? They hired a new COO, so yeah, they certainly do. I think slow and steady is the way to go on that. Sean says, any news on Ethan Page? He's been absent from ROH AEW for quite some time. Yeah, he just abruptly disappeared from ROH and is now working indies. I can't imagine he was necessarily like over the moon about how he was used. But I did reach out and didn't hear back about that particular situation. But I haven't heard of him being at the shows lately either. Backstage reaction in WWE to the changes in production. Curious to know how talent and even some of the crew feel about it all. Excitement, largely. I mean, everybody that I talk to seems to have an understanding that it's definitely a much, much better thing than what Kevin Dunn was doing. And that is, it was just so lazy, man. And it's so frustrating to see how lazy it was. But now it feels inspired, and I like that. Have any insight on the trios winner-takes-all match Sunday at Dynasty if the titles are being consolidated? If so, which set is staying, AEW or ROH? I would imagine the AEW titles stay. I'm under the impression they will. Under the impression they will. Is the ROH TNA review show going to make a comeback? So, Cresta had been traveling. Joel, unfortunately, lost his father. and Reg finished up on the ROH show, so we're working on that and seeing what we can do there. But yeah, I mean, that's the plan. But we'll see how that works out. News on Alexa Bliss return. She's on maternity leave right now. Any ground to the rumors of TNA working with WWE anytime soon? You know, I've been asking a lot of talent about if they'd be interested in doing that. But I mean, this was largely facilitated between WWE and Scott D'Amore while Scott D'Amore knew he was on his way out. So I wonder how much of it was him. Have you been able to determine what happened with Steve Austin in regards to Mania? Yeah, and you say that others have reported things, but I trust you more. It's accurate from what I understand. Steve Austin, it was somebody that they wanted, and it was a situation where I don't think they could come to terms. I don't know if they got into the story element of it or anything like that, but they did want him. Raphael says, is anyone monitoring the impact Endeavor has on how WWE negotiates contracts? We know how restrictive and powerful UFC contracts are. Seems like that could happen in WWE. Well, at their heart, Endeavor is like a talent agency at heart, and I would hope that that expands the opportunities for these talent. However, they were willing to let Francis Ngannou walk out that door, and you can say what you want about him getting his ass whipped in his last boxing fight, but he has made more boxing than he ever would in the UFC. He made $10 million to face Fury and then $10 million to face Joshua. He was making $600K in the UFC. So I guess we will see there, because let me tell you, if Endeavor hasn't figured it out, the brand is not the draw with WWE. You've got to have stars. That's what set them to the next level. Do you think WWE had any interest in Motor City Machine Guns, or the AEW bound all the way? It's hard for me to imagine they didn't have at least a little interest, but I haven't heard of them having any conversations. What have you heard about Matt Hardy and WWE discussions? I mean, I've heard that he has had contact with everybody, like every major company. Sean, you mentioned on The Hump how Lee Fitting is banned from getting an Emmy. What's the story behind that? So ESPN had inserted some fake names into Emmy entries, and they took the awards that were won by some of those imaginary individuals, had them re-engraved, and then gave them to on-air personalities. So there were a bunch of people on College Game Day that had to return their Emmys. I think it was something like 37 of them. So they would submit fake names that had contributed to those and then redistribute them. So Lee Fitting, Drew Gallagher, and Craig Lazarus were all ruled ineligible from future Emmy participation as a result of that. Is it ideal? No. Is it good? No. But man, let me tell you, whatever stigma he had coming into the company is pretty well gone now. I never hear that even mentioned. RJ says, any ideas why AEW's ratings have been down a little? Having Ospreay wrestle every other week has been awesome. Why do you think Mercedes promos have been so scripted? I think she should promo without a script. She doesn't think she should promo without a script, based on what I've heard. Jen Pepperman does a lot of that stuff for her. She feels comfortable that way, and that's just the way that some people operate. I think that WWE is very hot right now, and it is affecting AEW negatively. I think AEW needs to stick with what brought them to the dance. Be a little bit different than WWE. Give people that alternative. But right now, WWE doesn't suck anymore, so that's going to take a little bit. I mean, people would have loved to have just watched WWE back in 2019, I'm sure, and it'd be good. But it's just not the case anymore. It's good. The legend is back, Justin Micucci. He says, what do you think of the chances of Cody bringing back the Winged Eagle now that he has the title? He's going to try, but it's not really up to him. But he is going to try, by God. Jake says, how do you think the recent financial evaluation of AEW will help them moving forward? Are there any potential business partnerships that you would specifically love to see them engage with because of this recent report? So they are not a publicly traded company. Forbes, you know, despite the fancy name on the front, Forbes, while definitely better of an authority than internet trolls, I don't know how much I value this. I'm going to have to look into it more, who did that, what type of information AEW provided, if at all. It looks good from a public-facing perspective. It's very nice, but I can't tell you how many times that I've seen Forbes report wrestler salaries numerous times, and they're just made up. Mike says, can you confirm Meltzer's report of WWE not being concerned with talent jumping to AEW anymore? Well, if they hit free agency, they probably should be concerned, because AEW will try to outbid them, without a doubt. Josh says, any updates on how Juice Robinson is doing after surgery? I've talked to him a couple times. He seemed all right. He seemed fine. Joe says, do you think there'd ever be a space for WWE to have a draft special, kind of like the first round of the NFL draft, where the sole focus is the draft and not doing it on Raw, SmackDown? Well, unless you mean like you mean an individual show, I do think so. However, I think that right now what they're doing, this is all like a part of their, you know, it's always a ratings ploy. That's as best I can put it. Anything that they do like this is to pop a number and to give value to their very dedicated television partners. So USA Network, Fox, all that stuff, and for the future Netflix, this is to say, hey, look, we're doing what we can to help increase viewership at any given time. They could always do it separately. I think that they should do the supplemental elements of that afterwards, which they've done in the past. But I think they should really capitalize on draft fever, which is something we'd reported that they're doing. But yeah, not a bad idea, because Joe, as I'll give you a good example, Joe, I'm going to a damn Bengals draft party in Cincinnati Thursday. That's how pumped up I am for the Bengals draft. And then Friday night, whether I'm in Cincinnati or sitting my ass here at home in Lexington, I'm going to have my eyes on the NFL draft as well. So and that's a standalone thing, obviously. They ain't doing that like during anything else, but WWE is year round, so it's a little bit different. Oh man, that's a great question though. I really like that one. Cole says, probably a weird question. Something I've always wanted to know. How is catering down in places like AEW and WWE? Do they have chefs that travel with them, or do they have catering from local places or wherever they are? Well, it depends. Usually they have a catering team. There are some places that will just legitimately have local restaurants cater. But in AEW, I know it's gotten, the catering's gotten much healthier. But I mean, the catering's very good. I can tell you in the media room, it can be hit or miss. Like, for example, All In, man, they had some high-class shit there. Then some other places, you'll get, you know, chips and cookies and stuff like that. But it was definitely a situation where the bigger the show, probably the more extravagant the catering. But generally, wrestling has pretty good catering on the higher levels of it. Then there are some companies where they just give you a per diem and you go get your own food. Somebody asked me what it was like to experience the May 2019 Derek Dietrich explosion in baseball. So he played for the Reds. He had an insane May. Just an absolutely insane May. Well, I mean, That was a fun season. Okay, that was sort of a fun season, because you also had Aristides Aquino, who I think over the course of like 14 games hit 11 home runs as well. And it looked like those two guys were going to help lead the Reds to do something pretty cool. And then unfortunately, Aquino just never, he couldn't put the bat on the ball. The Reds finished under 500, so all I care about is making the playoffs and having a winning season, man. That's all I want out of the Reds. It is a perfect example of the Cincinnati Reds that, including this year, they have four out of the last five seasons they've been at 500 or over 500, but they are still, during that period, like 30 games below 500 because they just barely finish over. Ain't a good time being a Reds fan. Ain't a good time the last 30 years or so. Just wondering, do you know how long Jay White's deal is with AEW? Yeah, he's got multiple years left on it. When is Seth's contract up? In June. Do you see MJF coming back at Dynasty? I don't. Wrestling Observer stated Cody was originally going to beat Roman last year, then plans changed to hold off to this year. Is this true? Cody told me outright at his documentary release that he knew very early on he wasn't winning. Roman didn't want to lose. Vince McMahon, you know, was in favor of Cody eventually winning the title, but wanted Roman Reigns to win that as well. Any idea where Raw will air post September 30th, 2024? Hopefully Fightful Select. Hopefully we can get the media rights. I wouldn't be surprised if USA Network extends it through the end of the year. I think that would be best for all involved. I think that would be pretty good. Mason Mansois mentioned in an interview that WWE pays for flights, but talent are still on their own for rental cars and hotels. Is AEW similar in this regard, or do they cover more or less? They cover more. They cover the hotels and the rental cars. I think they book it themselves and they get reimbursed for it. Ray talks about Rock throwing Stone Cold over the bridge in Detroit. He says it's in his Mount Rushmore of Raw angles, including Austin Pillman. Do you have any idea how they filmed it? Oh, yeah, camera trickery. 13-year-old me thought they threw him off that bridge. Alternate question, if you don't know this, what are your all-time favorite Raw angles? Ooh. I honestly think that the Braun Strowman just continually beating Roman Reigns is up there with one of my favorites. Him throwing him off the loading dock. Oh my God, I don't know if I've ever had as much fun reviewing a segment as that. That's probably one of my favorites. Has there been any pushback or backlash on Triple H trying to bring Brock back? I don't think he tried to bring Brock back. He just said it's possible. I had a conversation that week with somebody that said that it wasn't even in the plans, and this person would certainly be aware of such a thing. I mean, man, removing him from the video game is not easy. It's a very expensive task, and it's something that they did intentionally because they didn't want to have anything to do with him at that very point. So I don't think that he's coming back imminently. Jack says, if Vince were to stock out or use his stock cash to start a rival wrestling promotion, are there enough big names and interest in media outlets for it to be viable? Well, beyond that, he would have to have television interest, and I don't think that any television company would touch him right now. I think he would probably need to get other investors as well if he wanted to compete on the level of WWE and AEW. He would have a lot of money as well, but from a creative standpoint, I don't think that many, if anybody, would have confidence in him. I don't think he would have extensive fan support. I don't think that he would really have investor support, and he definitely wouldn't have television partnership support because, say it all falls through, well, then you've got that stigma, you've got that stink of Vince McMahon on you after all this. Do you think there will be any major changes to the Raw formatting after it joins Netflix? I think it'll stay largely the same. Do you have any update on Dasha's release? Can't imagine being an announcer that her salary was that high and she was so good at announcing Spanish names. There was a push to get her back into the company. I don't know if that's going to happen or if it is happening or anything like that, but she was well-liked within that company. Any update on Keith Lee's status with AEW? Yeah, they were hoping that he'd be back by now. I don't know what his health status is, but he is still with AEW. Can you report on the actual future of the partnership between WWE and Marigold? What can we expect? Will WWE advertise their promotion on TV and social media? Significant talent exchanges. So when Rossi first left Stardom, we had said that he was rumored to be WWE bound or WWE connected. That was always going to be the case. There was always the expectation within other companies that Rossi would have some ties to WWE in whatever capacity. I would imagine there's going to be significant talent exchanges, or at least something significant to Marigold. I don't know how significant it will be to WWE, but I think there will be probably some talent exchanges there that will benefit Marigold quite well, especially as it pertains to people who aren't being used to their maximum capacity in WWE, and then they pop up there and it creates some buzz for them. Matt Rain says, I, Sean, read NBC News report that WBD might not be getting any kind of new deal with the NBA. If this is true, how do you think it could potentially affect the negotiations for AEW's TV media deal? Significantly. I mean, I would imagine a lot of places are also going to be in on expanding their WNBA media rights. Will it draw as much as the NBA? Unlikely, but I mean, the Caitlin Clark aspect of this is going to change that game significantly. I look at WNBA right now sort of like where WWE was in like 15, 20 years ago, where they will deliver solid ratings and you'll be able to get it for a price that is a fraction of what it would have been or what it should be. So I think a lot of people will be in on WNBA and expanding that. As far as NBA, that is such a major part of WBD. I can't imagine that they would want to let those Tuesday and Thursday nights go, but they're also not going to overbid on anything. If they miss out on it completely, well then yes, I see them expanding their AEW element of things. And man, Tuesday and Thursday nights instead of a Wednesday night could be fun. I think it opens up the schedule and opens up the money. Percentage chance of Drew McIntyre re-signing? I would say 75%. Any word on Matt being a part of the new Wyatt family? He's talked to them, but it's not like written down or anything like that. Like they don't have that like in ink or anything. It's not planned. Somebody's asking about Rowan going back to WWE. I did ask about it last week, and I sent that to somebody in the company, and they just said, "Oh, well, you're good at your job." I was like, "Well, I didn't report it, bro," but I hope so. I think that'd be cool. SRS, random question. Could you see yourself or Fightful doing a what-if style series hypothesizing how the world of pro wrestling would look if specific events never occurred? John Lopez, my friend, the one you're mentioning is how AEW would look if the pandemic didn't happen. I have thought about doing this series for a while. So full disclosure, we're migrating our site right now from the previous platform to WordPress. So that's the focus right now. But one of the things that I often wanted to look at was what if the Montreal Screwjob never happened? What if Brett stayed in WWF? Yeah, I could definitely look into doing that. I would actually really, really enjoy doing that, I think. Is it safe to say Camille to AEW is a dead deal? I haven't heard any update on that in like a month or so. Koshay Irby, do you see him helping the merchandising department for AEW? Seems to have made some positive changes so far in other realms. Well, I mean, they've got other people helping in the merchandising department since Dana Massey left. So there will be some adjustments there as they go on. Connor says, really enjoyed the NFL mock drafts last night on Common Bengals W. Is there any other team you're interested to see who they draft or where a player goes? Manifesting Caleb Williams is a given. And MHJ to the Bears. Well, anybody in the AFC North, I'm very interested in. I mean, I have really come to love football in the last 10 or so years, but especially because it forces a day off for me on Sundays when I go to the games and all that stuff. And I just love Bengals football, man. And that's what I care about. And the teams around the Bengals that the Bengals are directly competing with are of interest to me. And of course, any AFC team, because the Bengals are, if not competing for the AFC North, they're probably competing to just get into the playoffs. Because, I mean, that's, man, the AFC is loaded. A lot of people asking about Def Rebel. I am asking. Trust me, they know within WWE. They know that it's not good. Been a sub since Brawl Out. Curious if Fightful had reported about Lesnar and Cena's returns in 2021. I was at both of them and had no idea. Man, it's been Lesnar's. I think probably so. I can't remember about Cena. Man, there's so many. I can barely remember what all we have reported at this point. We're very fortunate in that regard. Why was Pyro seemingly limited during Mania 40? Many in attendance felt underwhelmed. They definitely wanted to maximize it for the right moments. Any early update on how long Rhea is going to be out or what the injury actually is? Sprained AC joint, as best I heard. They're hoping no surgery or anything like that. It'd be a few months at least, but shoulders are very, very unpredictable, especially with wrestlers. Hearing any direction for a SummerSlam main event, do you think Rock or Roman will wrestle at SummerSlam? I think Roman will. I don't know about Rock. I don't know about that. Is Max Caster on the outs with management? No, I mean, he's had his run-ins with management regarding some of the lines and all that stuff. But at this point, it is you know what you're getting with him. Devin White says, do you get AEW scripts or is it just WWE? I don't get WWE scripts. I get WWE rundowns. AEW is more protective of those. If I got those, I would run the information off of them. I ain't hiding that for anybody. I have a few times, But since then, AEW has went to great lengths to keep those private. Not only does WWE not go to great lengths to keep them private, they kind of just understand that I get them now. And there's on occasion I've had specific talent that are like, hey, can you avoid this? And if you don't post that this is going to be on there, I'll give you the information on how, why, etc. afterwards. And that's sort of a situation where you look at and you say, okay, what would be more valuable for my audience, the Fightful Select audience? Would they want to know ahead of time that this person is showing up, or would they want the details on how and why afterwards? So it's something that you got to kind of weigh. Any update on Wheeler Yuta? Yeah, they didn't think he was going to be out this long, and unfortunately, he is. Any news or rumors on a timetable for AEW doing a deal with WBD to stream their pay-per-views and ROH content on Max? I know that WBD had brought up this potential idea last year. We had reported last year that they were deep in talks, and they were. They have been like having a constant dialogue about this, to the best of my knowledge. But yeah, I think it's a real possibility. Have you heard anything recently about a Britt Baker return? Not besides she wants to return. I don't know if she's medically available, but her line of thinking is she's been on TV plenty of times when not medically available. But I don't know what her health status is. They hinted at a Liv Morgan heel turn on Raw due to the Rhea injury. However, other sources are reporting Damage Control moves over into the draft feud with Liv and Becky. I think Liv should be a heel. I really think Liv should be a heel. I really think that they would benefit from that. Were people backstage satisfied with Sheamus's return? So the Sheamus stuff, like, my God, man, people who could not do 10 minutes on the stairs complaining about Sheamus's physique. Man, the guy got brought in 2.5 weeks early. And listen, I bet you in 1 month, Sheamus looks a whole lot different than he does right now. I guarantee it. And I just think that's so weird. The man's in his mid-40s. Like, you're allowed to be composed different and look different at different points in your career. What do you expect him to look like he did in 2009? It's not natural. It's not likely. Let the man live. Wonderful guy is Sheamus, by the way. Where do you think Hangman and Kenny will be when they eventually come back? With the Elite, against the Elite, or new faction? I think Hangman will sort of be on his own. And I think Kenny will feud with Okada and the Elite and eventually regain his spot in the Elite. And I think whenever it is he finally gets back, he will probably rejoin the Elite and they will finally do Undisputed versus Elite. Eventually. Do you think WWE will look to bring another outdoor pay-per-view to Philly? Was interested in how they viewed the link for hosting Mania. I would be shocked if WWE ever again does an outdoor stadium northeast where the risk of bad weather happens in April. I mean, they're already talking about doing May in Minnesota next year, because I think they've got a deal that they can't get out of on that one. Do talent in AEW still have confidence in Tony Khan as a booker? Well, it's not just him. It's a lot of people. But, I mean, there were certainly some people that do, and then there's certainly some people that don't. Out of last year's WWE releases, who could you see returning to the company within the next year? Elias. Maybe Maximum Male Models, because they're killing it on their own. Is MJF still injured? I don't know if he's still injured, but I don't think he's coming back this week or next week. My hope is by Double or Nothing. What surgeries has he had? I haven't heard of any surgeries. I think he was trying to avoid surgeries. On Busted Open Wednesday, Bubba Ray said he hasn't heard from one person he respects that thought showing the Brawl In footage on Dynamite was a good idea. However, you were the first person I heard making light of the positives of showing the footage. Why is Bubba Ray Dudley disrespecting you like that? I've never had a conversation with Bubba Ray Dudley off of a media call, so I don't get the feeling that he even watches our show, much less was disrespecting or anything like that. I mean, he's entitled to his own opinion as well as I am mine. So it doesn't really bother me. He can think what he wants about subjective entertainment. Are Britt Baker, Rebel, and Penelope Ford still with AEW? Yeah, they are all there. They're all under contract. Any word what segment Trish and Lita were said to be a part of at WrestleMania that got cut? Something involving the Hall of Fame. Not really sure beyond that. Christopher says, Graves and Barrett seem to really be going out of the way to put over Joaquin Wilde on commentary. Are there plans to give him a singles run? Not that I've heard, but he's very, very well liked. Any idea why they decided to crown a new women's champion on Raw instead of making a Queen of the Ring tournament for the championship? This is a hunch, not a report. I feel like because of the Asuka winning Money in the Bank and getting the title thing, and then them canceling King and Queen of the Ring last year for a title tournament, I think that's probably why. With the local Milwaukee report talking about officials meeting with WWE about 2026 Rumble, how early do cities usually start talking and bidding on these big shows? Right about then. Are there any plans to split the women's tag team championships? Nope, not a single bit. Guys, I want to thank you all so much for hanging out with me, asking your questions. Hopefully I got some more answered. But hey, I'm over at the Fightful Select Discord all the time in the Ask SRS section. I'm going to be over there talking about shows more. I'll still be live tweeting here and there, but I'm over in that Fightful Select Discord daily. Thank you all so much. We're out.